The Tales of Beedle the Bard offers us a rare glimpse into the bedtime stories that have shaped wizarding childhoods for centuries, much like how Brothers Grimm or Hans Christian Andersen have influenced our own. What makes these fairy tales extraordinary isn't just their magical elements, but how they reveal a profound truth. Even with magical powers, wizards struggle with the same human challenges we all face: greed, heartbreak, fear, and mortality. Unlike typical Muggle fairy tales where magic creates problems, Beedle's stories show that magical ability doesn't exempt anyone from life's fundamental struggles. These tales became legendary when J.K. Rowling hand-wrote just 7 copies, 6 as gifts, and one that sold for nearly $4 million to benefit her children's charity. But beyond their real-world impact, they offer us wisdom that transcends the magical divide. A selfish wizard inherits a magical cooking pot from his generous father, who had secretly used it to heal non-magical neighbors. Along with it comes a mysterious slipper and note reading, "In the fond hope, my son, that you will never need it." When the son rejects his father's compassionate legacy, the pot sprouts a brass foot and begins hopping after him, collecting the symptoms of every suffering neighbor he turns away. The pot doesn't merely punish, it makes him experience the pain he ignores. With each refusal to help, new afflictions appear: warts, braying, uncontrollable crying. Only when a baby's endless wailing keeps him awake all night does he finally understand that indifference to other suffering becomes our own torment. Written during the 15th century's witch persecutions, this tale advocated compassion toward non-magical people when many wizards retreated into isolation. It asks, how often do we close our doors to others' pain only to find it follows us home? The Fountain of Fair Fortune follows 3 witches, Asha, ill; Elfida, impoverished; and Amata, heartbroken, seeking a magical fountain of good fortune. Accompanied by Sir Luckless, they face 3 challenges that reveal inner transformation. They meet a worm requiring proof of pain, satisfied by Asha's tears. Next, an inscription demands the fruit of your labors, fulfilled by Alfida's climbing sweat. Finally, a stream requests the treasure of your past, compelling Amata to surrender memories of her former love. At the fountain, they discover unexpected truths. Alfida realizes she possesses valuable healing knowledge. Amata finds freedom from her heartache, and only Sir Luckless bathes in the waters, gaining confidence to propose to Amata. They depart unaware that the fountain held no magic. Their journey and its challenges created the transformation they sought. Beedle's Darkest Tale is a gothic horror about emotional suppression. A talented young warlock, repulsed by how love affects his friends, uses dark arts to remove his heart to avoid such weakness. As his peers build families, he grows isolated while pridefully believing in his superior wisdom. When servants pity his loveless state, wounded vanity drives him to pursue a beautiful witch as a trophy. Unable to feel genuine emotion, he woos her with borrowed poetry. The turning point comes when she says she'd welcome his attention if he had a heart. The horror peaks when he reveals his actual heart, now black-haired and shriveled from disuse, and returns it to his chest at her request. Instead of redemption, this reunion proves fatal. His heart, grown strange and savage, awakens with perverse appetites. The tale ends tragically, the maiden dead, her chest torn open, and the warlock lying dead beside her, clutching both hearts. This tale warns against the pursuit of emotional invulnerability. In trying to transcend human feeling, the warlock loses his humanity entirely. In Babbity Rabbity and Her Cackling Stump, a foolish king attempts to monopolize magic by imprisoning all wizards. He employs a charlatan claiming magical abilities, while his washerwoman, Babbity, secretly a witch, observes their folly. The king schedules a public magic demonstration, prompting the frightened charlatan to blackmail Babbity for help. She conceals herself during the performance, secretly casting spells to make the king appear magical, until someone requests he resurrect a dead dog. When Babidi refuses, knowing resurrection impossible, the charlatan blames her for sabotage. Babidi escapes by transforming into a rabbit. After hunters fell her supposed hiding tree, her voice emerges from the stump, declaring, "No witch or wizard can be killed by being cut in half." She forces the charlatan's confession and convinces the king he's cursed. Any harm to magical folk will feel like an axe strike to his side. The king pledges protection for wizards and builds Babidi's golden statue on the stump. The tale showcases how wit trumps brute force. Babidi prevails through psychological cunning, exploiting the king's superstitions rather than confronting him directly, proving that understanding human nature often surpasses raw power. The Tale of the Three Brothers tells of three wizards who meet death after magically crossing a treacherous river. Death, angered but cunning, offers each a prize of their choosing. The eldest brother demands an unbeatable wand, the Elder Wand. The second requests power to recall the dead, the Resurrection Stone, and the youngest, suspicious of death, asks for death's own cloak of invisibility to escape his pursuit. Their fates reflect their choices. The eldest brother, boasting of his invincible wand, is murdered in his sleep. The second, after summoning his dead love, only to find her cold and distant, kills himself to join her. The third brother eludes death for years, finally passing the cloak to his son in old age and embracing death willingly. The brothers embody three approaches to mortality, attempting to overpower it, trying to deny it through resurrection, or accepting its inevitability. The youngest brother's path, acceptance, proves wisest. The Elder Wand's violent history and the Resurrection Stone's hollow promises demonstrate that death's boundaries remain absolute. The true magic of these tales lies in their wisdom, not their wizardry. They explore universal human experiences, the battle between selfishness and generosity, emotional pain avoidance, and mortality. Even with magical powers, wizards face the same core limitations as mortals. The stories reframe our view of power. The Elder Wand brings fleeting victory before violent death, while the Resurrection Stone offers hollow reunions. The fountain's magic works through the seeker's transformative journeys. Real power emerges from wisdom and compassion. These narratives bridge isolation and community. The Wizard and the Hopping Pot promotes compassion for outsiders, while the Fountain of Fair Fortune celebrates unity across different worlds, themes that echo in today's divided society. Wizard or Muggle, we're all shaped by our inherited stories. Beetle's tales endure because their wisdom transcends magical boundaries. The deepest magic resides not in spells, but in our choices and compassion in the face of inevitable hardship.